Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The album Morning Flower is a collaboration between Los Angeles folk musician Itasca and Spearfish born and raised poet, artist, and ecologist Gunnar Cheetah. The album was released in February by Dove Cove Records. Cheetah crafted the album artwork and song titles for the project. Cheetah describes herself as a Minneapolis art school dropout. She went on to earn a degree in wildlife biology from the University of Montana. SDPB's Lee Sturbinger spoke with Cheetah about the collaboration between her and Kayla Cohen of Itasca and of being immersed in nature through art.
So I was really introduced to art in particular at a young age. My father is a painter, and he would actually take me out in the Black Hills to do plein air painting when I was pretty young. And that was one of our just kind of bonding experiences. And so that really introduced me to a kind of non-formal, less academic way of painting.
I can't help but think that what you said about being an art school dropout, what kind of led to that decision?
Well, I think essentially I felt that I had gotten what I needed to get from the academy and was more interested in that point in kind of cultivating more real world experiences and delving into like a more involved form of research. And so that led me to drop out of art school and pursue an education in ecology in a more rural setting.
And then, so how did you end up, I guess Montana your first choice?
Yeah, I essentially chose Montana based on their reputation for having a really good wildlife biology program at UM. And I was also interested in just getting back to a landscape that had, mountains, I guess, essentially. I think growing up in the Black Hills, I was so used to organizing my life around nature. I was out hiking and climbing and just running around in the Black Hills all the time. And I felt that some part of being in nature became essential to my creative process.
And can you talk a little bit about that creative process? How does that inform your poetry and your visual art and other art that you do?
So since graduating from UM, I have been working as a technician on various ecological and conservation projects. So I typically spend like 3 or 4 months out of the year living out of a tent, living out of the back of my truck, and being really immersed in the local landscape and not having a lot of contact with other people. And so almost all of the information that I'm receiving is from the ecosystem, and typically a relatively undisturbed ecosystem. So all of these like cues, all of these details and color and sound and different species, they really kind of form, I guess, the skeleton of the work that I've been doing lately. I think regionalism kind of gets a bad rap, like it has such a negative connotation, but I would challenge that. I think there's something really special about work that's rooted strongly in a geographic place.
Part of that led me to this curiosity about how this collaboration with Kayla Cohen sort of came about. Like, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm. I had never met Kayla before this collaboration. And our connection is through Sophie Weil, who runs Dove Cove Records, which released Morning Flower. And she essentially just emailed me, and we started this group chat about the potential for some kind of collaboration. And we eventually settled on Kayla sending me her music and me writing or assigning titles to each song and really having control over the album artwork.
I guess, what did you think when you first heard the album?
I really enjoyed it. I guess, I don't know, I felt like I could really connect with it. I think something that Kayla and I's work really, really shares is a strong sense of place. She maybe told me about it or wrote this somewhere that Kayla's music kind of exists in a place rather than a time. It has this kind of like timeless quality. It's very like lush and meandering, but it's also very like dynamic.
I was kind of curious about how you came up with some of the song names, because it seems like each song title is its own poem in a way.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to look at it. That's really how I was thinking about it as I was writing. I guess they're kind of the most, it's like very spare poetry, essentially. Mm-hmm. I was thinking a lot about, do you know Lorraine Nydecker?
I do not.
She is this really great poet. She died in 1970, and her work was largely overlooked during her lifetime, but she's kind of gaining recognition now. But she was living in this rural environment in Wisconsin, living in poverty for much of her life, and she just writes this amazing, like very sparse poetry that's deeply rooted in nature.
Can you talk a little bit about Road Wine? I've been like very curious about that one, and mm-hmm. as I read it, it seems like a play on road sodas or like road beers.
Yeah. So Kayla and I had a little bit. Well, we were going back and forth. I'd send her the titles, and she would kind of tell me what she liked or didn't like, and I had originally sent to her road beer, and she kind of came back to me and was like, yeah, I don't know, like this, I don't know, I have this thing about the word beer, maybe it's too like masculine or has this kind of harsh connotation in rural settings, and so we kind of settled on road wine. Like a perversion of that kind of rural trope of like men drinking beer in a truck, like rattling down a dirt road. But I think in the context of her album, it's more like a rambling musician rolling through the desert, drinking wine from like a mason jar in their lap or something. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about the cover art and kind of, because I've seen you kind of do, I don't even know what to call that, like the circles with the designs on it. Could you tell mm-hmm. me a little bit about that and what it is and putting it into the cover art?
The cover art is a photograph of a painting that I did using enamel paint, and the method is called pinstriping. It's something that you generally see on the sides of like motorcycles or hot rods or other like custom cars. And it's this method of painting that I've been using a lot because of its meditative quality. You essentially are, you know, instead of making like single brush strokes and forming some kind of some image or effect, you're dragging a brush across a surface and trying to keep your hand as still as possible to create a fluid line. And I find that process really meditative. But the imagery itself, I mean, it's kind of a traditionally very like masculine kind of aesthetic and kind of an occupation, stems from an occupation that's also traditionally very masculine. So I'm really interested in kind of flipping those traditions on their heads as much as possible.